Today, as you've probably guessed, we're thinking about a meal that Jesus went to, which was a bit of a party in a sense, at least we think it probably was. And he spoke very clearly at that about the kind of people he wanted to invite into his kingdom and to the great party of heaven. So our story today, let's whip onto that one. There we go. It's called Levi Throws a Party. This is from Luke's Gospel. All our meals with Jesus over the next few weeks are coming from Luke. And Luke talks about Levi. Now, in the other Gospels, he's given his other name. He's one of these Bible people with two names, like Simon, Peter, and so on. So this is Levi, who was also known as Matthew. I think Levi was probably his Jewish name and Matthew his Greek name, as both cultures were very prevalent in Israel at the time of Jesus. Now, again, if you wish to, you can join in a bit with this one. So if I do you a one thumbs up, we can all say, oh, good. And if it's two thumbs up, it's, wow, great. And a thumbs down, oh, dear. Okay. Levi, also known as Matthew, was a tax collector. He collected taxes for the Romans who had invaded and now ruled Israel. Oh dear. And he collected more money than he should and kept the extra for himself. Oh dear. He and his other tax collector friends were not popular with anybody. Oh dear. One day Jesus was out in a village in Galilee and he saw Levi at work. Oh good. Levi was sitting at his outdoor office at a table, busy collecting taxes, plus a bit for himself. Oh dear. Jesus jumped the queue of taxpayers and went straight up to Levi's table and said, Levi, follow me. Oh, good. And straight away, Levi put down his pen, pushed aside his record keeping, stood up and went with Jesus, leaving behind the bags of money and everything else he'd brought with him to work that day. Wow, great. Everyone watching was amazed. Wow, great, they said. That night, Levi had a party meal at his house to celebrate meeting and following Jesus. Lots of his friends were there. That is, his friends who were also tax collectors and people who were friends with tax collectors. Oh, good. Some religious leaders and Bible scholars heard the noisy celebrations going on and looked in. Oh dear. They were horrified and asked Jesus' disciples, what are you doing, eating and drinking with tax collectors and other sinful people? Jesus heard this and said to them, healthy people don't need a doctor, but sick people do. I didn't come to invite good people to turn to God. I came to invite the others, the sinners. So we're going to think a little bit about that story now and the things we've talked about already today. So do you remember just now you made a list or thought of people that you didn't really want to invite to a party meal? Well, as you might have gathered from our story, Levi or Matthew would probably have been at the bottom of most people's list of those they didn't want to have a meal with in his time and place because of his job. Collecting money for the Roman occupation forces, probably overtaxing people and keeping the extra money to make himself richer. Most people, apart from other tax collectors like him, probably hated Levi, as we saw from the reaction of the religious leaders who had heard obviously a bit about Jesus and went in and said, why on earth are you mixing with these sorts of people? But Jesus asked Levi to join his followers. And not one of the general crowd of people who literally followed him around, waiting to hear what he said next, but one of his inner circle, his cabinet of 12 that we today call the apostles. He wasn't put off by what Levi did for a job, or by his behaviour, or the way he did it. He wasn't put off by the people that went around with Levi, that he socialised with. He could see what Levi could become, what he was created to be, who he was created to be. a faithful follower. So he accepted him even when most people would have rejected him. And Levi arranged a meal, our story told us, or he threw a party, depending on how you want to put it. So his friends, also the very unpopular tax collectors and other people who didn't fit into nice society, so that they could meet Jesus too and listen to what he had to say. And as we've just mentioned, the religious leaders of the area at the time didn't think Jesus should have accepted Levi. But Jesus knew that Levi needed him and the help that he could give him. And Levi knew he needed Jesus' help. So he immediately accepted Jesus' invitation to leave everything and follow him. It must have been really dramatic to see if you had been there, wouldn't it? That here's this hated person who's done this job for a while, that people knew of him and they knew what he was like. And here comes Jesus, who they may or may not have known a bit about, recognized, and says, follow me. And he just ups and does immediately. Amazing. He knew, he could see in Jesus and what he'd heard, that he needed what Jesus was offering. And he accepted that invitation straight away. Now, those religious leaders didn't think they needed Jesus' help at all. In fact, they thought they could help him out by telling him how he should be behaving and who he should be mixing with. They thought they were already at the top of God's heavenly party invitation list. And they didn't think they needed to reply to the invitation God was sending them in Jesus. Little story I heard. Didn't experience it myself, but I was told about it. Now, many churches say, or have a sign outside or on their website or whatever, saying, everyone welcome, or all welcome here, or something like that. Lovely. But sometimes you wonder how that actually translates into action. I once heard of a church whose motto or strapline or something was something about everyone being special, accepted and loved. And this was well known and on the church's website and on the posters it put up outside and on the church notice board outside and so on. Well, apparently one Sunday, people arrived at the church to find someone sitting on the church steps, looking very scruffy, in tatty old clothes, drinking from a bottle in his filthy hands and muttering at them as they passed by to get into the church. Perhaps he may have looked a bit like this, who knows. And it seems that people went by to get into the service. And they were waiting for the service to start, and suddenly this man tottered in and started walking down the aisle again. Someone tried to lead him away, perhaps to take him to the kitchen for a cup of coffee or tea or something, but he wasn't having any of it. And he kept going until he got to the platform at the front of the church. Then he turned round, took off his wig, rubbed the stage makeup off his face, took off his tatty old overcoat, and there was that Sunday's local preacher come to take the service. I expect you can guess what the theme of the service and the sermon was. Very similar to what we're thinking about today. So let's look, if you wrote them down, or think about the name of our least wanted guest again. Thinking of how Jesus invited Levi, let's think again about how God loves the person we'd least like to invite. How he wants them to be at his heavenly banquet, his heavenly party, his heavenly celebration meal too. God sees people differently than we do. He sees on the inside. At the start of the service, we saw and heard those words of Jesus to everyone. Listen, I'm standing knocking at your door. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will eat together. No one is left out or excluded. All are welcome and invited to open their door and to eat with Jesus. And who's invited tells you a lot about the person who's done the inviting, doesn't it? Something to think about this Sunday.